"Morgiana," exclaimed Ali Baba, "what does all this mean? Do explain this mystery."
"I will explain it," replied Morgiana, "but pray do not awaken the curiosity of your neighbors to learn what you should keep secret. Look first at all the other jars." Ali Baba examined all the rest of the jars, one after the other. This done, he stood sometimes casting his eyes on Morgiana, then looking at the jars, yet without speaking a word, so great was his surprise. At length he said, "And what has become of the merchant?"
"The merchant," replied Morgiana, "is just as much a merchant as I am. I can tell you who he is." She then described the marks made upon the door, and the way in which she had copied them, adding, "You see, this is a plot formed by the 40 thieves of the forest, whose troop is now reduced to 3 at most. The events of last night prove that they are determined to take your life, and you will do right to be on your guard against them, so long as even one of the robbers remains." Ali Baba, full of gratitude for all he owed her, replied, "I will reward you as you deserve before I die. I owe my life to you, and from this moment I give you your liberty, and will soon do still more for you." Morgiana's Great Courage and Reward. Meanwhile, the captain of the 40 thieves had returned to the forest full of rage and determined to revenge himself on Ali Baba. Next morning, he awoke at an early hour, put on a merchant's dress, and returned to the city, where he took a lodging at an inn. Then he bought a horse, which he made use of to carry to his lodging several kinds of rich stuffs and fine linens, bringing them from the forest at various times. In order to dispose of these wares, he rented a shop and established himself in it. This shop was exactly opposite to that which had been Kasim's, and was now occupied by the son of Ali Baba.